possibility, I guess you just go onto a website and Google it. So that's my best idea, best suggestion for you guys. So actually, my hours are up, and thank you so much for you guys bearing me, actually. Listen to all my talks and rant on the game console Xbox One that just came out, and also listening to all those music I played. Hopefully you guys liked Sound Miracle of Sound, which is actually a really great band, musician, in fact. So to leave, and I'll say goodbye, and I'll leave you with one piece of music from Emily Hearn, which is the first music we played from. It's from her album Red Balloon. Now, the music is not Red Balloon anymore because we're playing now Walking Away. So hopefully guys, you enjoy that and have a wonderful afternoon on Tuesday, May 21st. Tony out.
Well, heaven knows you're like water and like fire. You put me out and I put up a fight. But I know where you've been, what you're going through today. And I swear on my life, I'm not walking away. Oh,
Sopra, nunca, non. Welcome to Give Him the Boot. I'm Linda Bull. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That's Michael Occhipinti's Sicilian Jazz Project, Viti na Crozza, to start off with a little Sicilian folk music for you here on Give Him the Boot, Italian music show. Canadian-Italian artists, three of them, on that CD, Michael and his brother Roberto, as well as Dominique Mancuso. Fabulous Canadian group. Michael, of course, is a very well-known Italian-Canadian guitarist, and he has many a Juno Award and nomination under his belt, mostly in the jazz world. Today, I'm going to feature music from all over Italy, starting off with some music from a band that are going to be coming to Vancouver and to Mission for the folk festivals. And I'm very excited to say that Piccola Banda Icona, which is led by Stefano Saletti, a wonderful multi-instrumentalist from Rome, will be here for Vancouver Folk Fest, which is running July 19th to 21st, and for Mission, which is the following weekend, which is going to be wonderful. And they're going to be here for the week between as well, playing some shows, also one at the Centro Culturale Italiano, the Italian Cultural Center, on Monday, July 22nd. So from an album, actually an album a couple of years ago called Stari Most, which talks about the very sad bombing of this fantastic old bridge. They're a wonderful album which features music that is sung in a variety of languages and dialects. And this is a track called Tagama. This is Piccola Banda Icona.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Annuncio vola sa terra mia. the one in Shinishka. He holds a sense of guarda. He the vega tutte yona. Carrare na va fatica. Ma buono ridi giù. E lontano lo salva.
Il grande Pino Daniele, da un disco dal vivo, E Son Amò, si chiama. Pino Daniele è anche il Quando Piove, il nome di quel brano lì, Quando Piove, sarebbe in italiano, ovviamente in napoletano un po' diverso. Prima invece la voce bellissima di Ginevra Di Marco, cantando una canzone però di Pino Daniele, che si chiama Terra Mia, che aveva scritto Pino nel 77. Un bellissimo pezzo, poi con una voce come quella di Ginevra, risulta una cosa meravigliosa. Lei ha un nuovo disco che non ho ancora sentito, si chiama Stelle dal vivo, è un nuovo album dal vivo con delle canzoni molto, che lei dice, queste canzoni che come stelle hanno illuminato i nostri pensieri. Molto molto carino. Tu puoi andare a vedere su ginevredimarco.com tutta l'info su Ginevra Di Marco, ovviamente. E Eugenio Bennato, un altro napoletano come Pino Daniele, infatti fa parte della cosiddetta scuola napoletana insieme ai fratelli Edoardo e Giorgio, e anche Pino Daniele, Tony Esposito, Alan Sorrenti e tanti altri. E lui è stato uno dei fondatori del famosissimo gruppo di musica tradizionale Nuova Compagnia di Canto Popolare nel 69, che l'hanno fondato, e anche di Musica Nova. insieme a Carlo D'Angio. Ha scritto anche delle colonne, musica per delle colonne sonore, per dei film e un sacco di altre cose. Infatti era venuto in Australia con un suo gruppo, Taranta Power, credo, negli anni 90, quando io vivevo ancora in Australia. Comunque un grande musicista. E adesso sentiamo un bellissimo pezzo, si chiama Angeli del Sud. Questo è Eugenio Bennato.
Gli angeli del sud venuti da lontano, coi loro visi bruciati dal sole e dal sogno africano, con i sorrisi di una diversa umanità. Gli angeli del sud venuti da lontano, con i sorrisi di un sogno africano. È l'eleganza che diventa un'onda quando lei cammina, è la sua danza che racconta di un passato di regina, Asmara House dove canta la sua vita di Isabella. È la leggenda che risale da Maputo fino a Pemba.
Quando era una criança ia sempre sozinha buscar água. Quando voltava tinha medo do morcego que cantava.
Tra gli angeli del sud voglio volare anch'io, per riconoscere i loro dialetti ed i loro dì. Diverso che un poco al nostro somiglierà. Tra gli angeli del sud voglio volare anch'io, per riconoscere i loro canta Mozambico e canta Cabo Verde, e canta Angola e canta l'Africa di tutte le leggende.
Quando era una criança ia sempre sozinha buscar água. Quando voltava tinha medo do morcego que cantava.
E canta Mozambico e canta Cabo Verde. Angola e canta l'Africa di tutte le leggende. Tra gli angeli del sud voglio volare anch'io, per riconoscere i loro dì.
Thank you. quattro carusi, manichini e mussafusi. Casa mettettero a cantare e la musica loro volettero a fare. Fra Petruzzo, Luca e Cammello aizzano la capa verso il cielo e suonando il loro strumento facettero tutti più contenti. Petruzzo con la zampogna fa ballo popolo senza riogna. Cammello con mandolone fa contenta la popolazione. A catarre Lucariello fa canta pure a farfariella. E infine Don Ciccillo fa balla grossa e picciolina. Dalla Trinacria alla capitale sogno s'aiuto per suonare. Manecene e mosse infuse, buona fortuna a sti quattro caruso. Ma de contame sono scucciata, sicché mamma manca luciata. E perciò a dimanno licenza de poter avere graziosa aurienza. Se seccato lo cannarone, se sbagandato lo premone, servo vostro e con devozione saluto a sta bella popolazione.
Wow, bellissima questo pezzo di un gruppo che si è formato a Roma, però di musicisti siciliani, e si chiama Una Vantaluna. Quel brano lì viene da un disco Compagnia Rimusica Siciliana, Malandrino è il nome del pezzo, con il piffero, che è quello strumento bellissimo, suonato moltissimo nel sud Italia. Una Vantaluna. Prima, altra musica del sud Italia, Radicanto, che viene dal Salento, dal loro disco Terra Arsa, che vuol dire terra sciupata, terra bruciata. Lo stesso pezzo si chiama così, Terra Arsa, e Radicanto hanno diversi dischi. Quello da cui viene questo brano qua è abbastanza vecchio. Comunque hanno diversi dischi, Lettere Migranti è un altro disco che è molto carino, Terra Arsa era del 2001, e loro mischiano un po' di musica tradizionale anche col jazz, la musica del Salento, della Puglia, ma anche del Mediterraneo in generale, però con delle influenze più moderne. E poi all'inizio invece il grande napoletano Eugenio Bennato, dal suo disco Sponda Sud, con un pezzo molto delicato, Angeli del Sud. Lui ha una marea di dischi, ha una carriera molto lunga, quindi vale la pena andare a vedere il suo sito e anche quello della Taranta Power, un altro dei suoi gruppi. Allora, siete d'ascolto di Give 'Em the Boot, sono Linda Bull, questa è un'ora di musica italiana qui in Canada, a Vancouver, alla radio di CITR 101.9 FM, qui sul bellissimo campus dell'Università di British Columbia. So, thanks everyone for listening. I'm about halfway, a little over halfway through Give 'Em the Boot, an hour of Italian music, as you may have guessed from the very strange music I've been playing for you. Wanted to mention that the things that I've been playing, I can point you to the Facebook page that I have for Give 'Em the Boot, and I put a link to everything that I play so that you can go and check it out, maybe go and buy a CD or two from one of the online websites. There's so many good things that you can buy online these days, a lot of Italian music that you would never otherwise be able to get. And also, I thought it's a good time always to mention what's going on in town. The Italian Cultural Centre and the Italian Institute of Culture both have lots of events, mostly free, in fact. And this week, I believe that on Thursday night, actually, there is a film at the Italian Institute of Culture. It's called Scialla by Francesco Bruni. And it's the conclusion of a series of contemporary Italian films. This one, award-winning comedy directed by Francesco Bruni, interpreted by Stella Fabrizio Bentivoglio. He's one of my favorite actors. This is the rundown of the film. Luca is a restless 15-year-old living in Rome. He's grown up without a father, has missed a guiding figure in his life. Bruno is a former teacher, a loner and an introvert who has chosen to live writing biographies of actors, starlets, soccer players and porn stars while doing some private tutoring on the side. Luca is one of his pupils, living happily fascinated by the dark side of life and prone to getting in trouble. Unbeknownst to them, they are father and son, but one day Luca's mother decides to reveal everything to Bruno and leaves Luca with him for 6 months under the agreement that the boy should not know the truth. It's a funny yet moving comedy about parents in their 40s and 50s, but also about their children on how they live, what they feel and dream. The title Shalla is a youth jargon idiom meaning easy or relax. So, it's in Italian with English subtitles. It's free. It starts at 6:15 at the Istituto Italiano di Cultura. It's on Hastings Street, just across the road from the SFU Harbour Centre Library. And actually, it's in the Standard Building. It's a very cool building right on the corner there of West Hastings. I think it's number 500. So that's one of the great things happening. And actually, June, which is very shortly upon us, is Italian Heritage Month, and lots of Italian things happening, including Italian Day on the Drive and all sorts of other great stuff. I'll tell you more about that as things progress. Now, for a little bit more Canadian content, Michael Occhipinti, who is this great guitarist who is based in Toronto, he has another project that he's played with, which sort of gives the Italian theme, although the music is not Italian, but Turkish, actually. And they're called Minor Empire, a wonderful group. They came and played Vancouver Festival last year, and actually Mission, for that matter, I think. And I'm going to play a track from their album, and it is called Yüksek Yüksek Tepeler. This is Minor Empire.
Koçanda koşlar amarım olsun. Ben annemi özledim. Hem annemi hem babamı. Ben köyümü özledim. Koçanda koşlar amarım olsun. Ben annemi özledim. Hem annemi hem babamı. Ben köyümü özledim.
The vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to The Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
Land, which is the English translation of Strana Landia, which is, funnily enough, the original title of that song, tuned by Franco Morone, brand new album of his, instrumental guitar music, Back to My Best. He is really great. I am a big fan of Franco Morone. He's got quite a few new albums out, also one with Raffaella Luna, beautiful traditional songs. The two of them play beautifully together. I should tell you what I played a little bit before that. Actually, some new music also from Admir Shkurtaj. I'm not exactly sure if that's the correct pronunciation. He's Albanian but lives in southern Italy. He has an album of solo piano music called Mesimer, and that was a beautiful track, Luna Otrantina. Interesting, normally I've heard him play accordion on many other southern Italian groups, particularly from the Salento region, but he's a wonderful pianist. And started off that set with Minor Empire, Canadian group from Toronto that feature Michael Occhipinti on guitars and Turkish singer, fantastic mix of Mediterranean music, modern stuff, jazz, Turkish music as well. Yüksek Yüksek Tepeler from their album Second Nature. Almost finished here at Given the Boot. I have about 5 minutes left. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Don't forget we have a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/CITR101.9. And you can also tweet at Twitter at CITR. So just a reminder that I have a page too on Facebook where I put links to all the different musicians, CDs, websites, etc. that I play. Occasionally a little link to maybe a video or something interesting, a review. So if you're interested in any of the music I've played, want to find out more, I check out Give 'em the Boot. Just look for it on Facebook. I think I'm probably going to have time here for one more. Roberta Aloisio. I am a fan of hers since I heard her a couple of years ago. She sings mostly in Genoan dialect. She's from Liguria. I don't think she lives in Genoa anymore, but I think she lives close by. In any case, she is very talented. She won in 2011 the Targa Tenco, which is this sort of very highly regarded Critics Prize, sort of for independent, high-quality music. It's hard to describe. Italy has all its own rules when it comes to music and culture. In any case, she won for Best Interpreter of a Song 2011, the Targa Tenco. And she's also won the Premio Nazionale Città di Loano per la Musica Tradizionale Italiana. She is very talented. I would check out her website, Roberta Aloisio. It's really hard to pronounce, equally hard to write, but if you go to my Facebook page, you'll be able to find out more. Okay, I'll leave you with a track of hers called Gianca, and we'll see you all next week. Arrivederci alla settimana prossima.
roba che a manca. Dammi a bellungulua che a va che a manca. Cusci stanca da non sentite manco. Ma cusci stanca da non vedite manco. Gianca è stanca. E me pa che a forza de a mia lua perdu tempo. E me pa che a forza de a mia lua scugio me tempo sci. Forza de a mea, let's do don't make them push it.